Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillahi wahdah, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa shafi'ana wa maulana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العظيم علماء کرام, most respected brothers or sisters at the madrasa and all listening over receivers, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes it very, very clear that it is only in His remembrance that the hearts will find satisfaction. We can search for it anywhere else, we will never find it. Allah Ta'ala created the whole universe for man. Make use of the things that Allah Ta'ala has created. But don't forget Him who is the creator. This majlis of zikr, that is the purpose. Why do we gather to make zikrullah? So that we don't forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in all avenues of life, irrespective of where we are. Temptations from all sides, from every side there's temptations. Are we going to listen to nafs and shaitan, who are our enemies? Or are we going to listen to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with the sight, with the hearing, with the speech, with the health in our bodies, with our heart, liver and lungs, as I always say, functioning. When we go to the hospitals, then that's the time we realize how much of bounties of Allah ta'ala we are enjoying. The person who cannot move left or right, cannot bend, some cannot stand, some cannot sit, some cannot stay awake, and some cannot sleep. Different sufferings of people. Indeed, as you have heard many a times, that it can be a rahmat, it can be a blessing for the person who is sick. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives the sins. Or Allah ta'ala removes some other difficulties, problems and tests and trials that are going to come upon that person. Or Allah ta'ala elevates his status and position. Or Allah ta'ala has got some high stages in the akhirat. So that's why Allah ta'ala is putting the person through these type of pains and suffering. That is a different issue altogether. That does not mean that now the person desires suffering or sickness. We have to ask for good health. So when we look at those patients in the hospitals, or many people who are at homes also who are sick, then we realize what great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala if the person does not have any pain in his body. If the person's sight is good, his hearing is good, his speech is sound, his mind is sound. What a great ni'mat. Now where should such ni'mat then be used? The person who has blessed us with that ni'mat, where should we be using that? Or the one who has blessed us with those ni'mats, where should we be using it? Any sensible person, if you have to give that person a car, then it means that he must use it in the manner that is appropriate. If you have to give the person clothes, then he must wear the clothes. If the person has been given any kind of bounty, then he must use it accordingly, appropriately. He must not abuse it. Otherwise, he will not get it again. Or whilst the person is abusing that ni'mat, the giver of that ni'mat, the giver of that gift, if a person has been given some gift and he's abusing that gift, he is not using it correctly. So although you have given it away to that person, so you feel that now you cannot take it back. Because for human beings or for us, we are told that if you give somebody a gift, then you must not take it back. It is like the dog sucking his vomit. Once you have given the gift, then it belongs to that person. But that does not mean that now that person must abuse or misuse that gift. So if we are not taking it back because we have given it as a gift, that does not mean that we are not getting angry when we are seeing the person abusing it. A person came and he said that he was starving, he's hungry, doesn't have clothes, doesn't have shelter, doesn't have rent, light, water, money. Now you give him some money. Now you gave it to him, it belongs to him now. And the next thing you find him heading for a casino. Now, you may not have the qudrat, the power or the right to take it back now, because he's already used most of it and you know that you already gave it to him. But that anger will boil. The person will get very angry. He will feel like crushing that person. He will feel like choking him. He will feel like bashing him. And he will either tell it to that person clearly, openly, or at least in his heart and mind. He will say that this person, if he comes again for help and assistance, I'm not going to give it to him. Isn't that the natural reaction? But we are human beings, we can't snatch it away, we can't take it back in most cases. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is Qadir, He is all powerful, almighty. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not under any obligation to keep it in our possession till our dying day or leave it with us. He can snatch it away whenever He wishes. The ground on which we walk, the homes in which we live, the cars which we drive, the wealth which we are using. One day it is in the hands of Mr. A and next day it's gone to Mr. B. Tilkal ayyamu nudawiluha bainan nas. Therefore that dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawwuli afiyatik wa fujaati niqmatik wa jami'i sakhatik. Asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in that dua protection of those ni'mat. We are seeking from Allah ta'ala. He must not snatch it away because of our sins and our vices and our evils and our haram indulgences. Allah ta'ala must not turn around that afiyat and protection which we are enjoying. Allah ta'ala must not cause calamities, disasters and difficulties to come upon us. Allah ta'ala must not cause His anger to rain upon us. So many things that have can be explained about the dua. So Allah Ta'ala can take it away. So before we head for those places, especially in these holiday times, visitors are coming from up country. Now they want to visit. Now they are our guests. So we have to take them around somewhere and show them something. Now the person says, a very beautiful building, Suncoast Casino. Very interesting place, full of enjoyment and pleasure. You don't have to gamble, we will just go for a drive. Just go for observation. As if that is a patient now, needs observation. So now they're going to go for observation. Now those places, we know Allah Ta'ala's wrath, Allah Ta'ala's anger is pouring. Now we are taking our guests there for entertainment. Then the guest also sometimes, and we ourselves then say, or our children will say, what does it matter, a few shillings or few rands here or there? Not for real gambling purposes, just for the fun of it, just for enjoyment. So stay away from those places. Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat is not to be spent there. Then there are shows of all kinds, shows, nothing else but shows. That God-given ni'mat. Take it, take the children, take the family, use it in the right places. Nobody says don't have a picnic, don't have any kind of entertainment and enjoyment and pleasure. Halal pleasures, if the person enjoys it and makes shukr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, as long as it is within the parameters of Sharia and within the limits of Sharia, and there's nothing wrong with it. But we have not been created just for pleasures, for enjoyment and for entertainment. So the purpose of the zikr majlis is that. It is not for big bayan and lengthy waz. It is to develop in our hearts that himmat and the courage and the strength to stay away from those haram places. Those places where Allah Ta'ala's wrath and anger descends. Nobody is saying don't enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's deen, it is perfect. From whichever angle you look at it, there's nothing but perfection. But we must have the eyes to see the perfection. We must have the hearts to understand the perfection. Sometimes there's great beauty in something, but the person is blind. Now you tell him, no, you must admire the beauty of this flower. You must admire the beauty of the beautiful ocean. And look at the beautiful huge big ships sailing on the calm waters. And look at the beautiful forests and the beautiful animals. Now the person says, but I don't have sight. How can I enjoy the beauty of all these things that you are talking about? So we are blind. That is our problem. We are blind to the realities. We cannot seem to see the beauty of Islam because we haven't got that love for Islam. If we have the love for Islam, then we will see the beauty in every teaching of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There is beauty. Ashal, ajmal, akmal. Very easy, very beautiful, perfect. Whether the walimas, whether marriages, whether entertainment, whether it is eating and drinking, whether it is the business, whether it is travel, whether it is family relationships. If you look at the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then there's nothing but beauty. There will be happiness, there will be unity. Provided all parties have to adhere, all parties have to observe, and all parties have to practice. But if one party is practicing and the other is not, then do you blame Sharia for that? Then you don't blame Sharia for that. Then you blame those people who are not practicing. What's that? Then you blame the people that are not practicing. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. So this is a majlis of zikr. Remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. To develop that love for Allah ta'ala. When the love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will come into the heart, then that person will not like to be seen in any such places where Allah Ta'ala's wrath and anger descends. It will irritate him. Like ask those people who were at one time smokers, heavy smokers. At that time, they were not aware that the person standing next to them in Salat or talking to them, the person who was a non-smoker, so the smoker did not realize how bad the odor of his mouth was. He cannot smell it himself. But the person who is listening to him is getting agitated, irritated. He feels it offensive, hates it, dislikes it. And some people are very, very sensitive. Now after some time, the person gave up his smoking habit. Now tell him to stand next to a smoker and see how terrible he feels now. So in the same way, the person who was committing sins, he was going into wrong places, he was indulging in haram, he was in porn sites on the internet, he was on the bad programs of the television, he was going to the casinos, he was in zina, he was in lots of other haram. But then he made sincere tawbah, he gave it up and he stayed away from that sin for a long period of time also. So he detoxified his system. Now after he has detoxified his system with tawbah, istighfar, sincere repentance, then it becomes very difficult for that person to now commit sin. Now if the person is told, come with me, let's go to the cinema, he'll say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, where I wasted my life. Say, come, let's go to the casino, he'll say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Say, let's go to the same prostitute quarters that we used to visit before. say, Allah Ta'ala, make me maaf, where was I going? What if my death came in that place? What if my janaza was picked up from the escort agency or the some prostitute quarters? What would have happened? Or committing some kind of fornication or adultery. Now he realizes, because his system is cleared out now. He has detoxified his system. So that is what we have to do in this majalis. This majlis of zikr is for that, for detoxification. At present it's a buzzword, detoxify. Too much of bugs in our system, too much of germs and too much of toxin, so therefore we have to detoxify. So that is what we are saying also. I mean the same business also, same practice. I mean different practices and different businesses. One person was selling air conditioners, so I told him, I'm also in the same business. He said, how is Maulana in the same business? I said, well, your air conditioner cools the skin. There's nothing wrong with it. Here we've got aircon. We need it also. But this aircon only cools the skin. But if the person's heart is burning because of the sins, Allah Ta'ala has made his heart restless, full of anxieties, worries and problems. The person's heart is connected with the fire of Jahannam because sins have got heat. That heat is the heat of the fire of Jahannam. Sins lead to Jahannam, fire of hell. So it brings restlessness in those hearts. You can have beautiful building, beautiful bed, beautiful aircon, but nothing helps. It doesn't cool the heart. So the zikrullah that we teach, obedience to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which we are teaching with Allah Ta'ala's fazal. So I said, that aircon cools the heart. Ala bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. And ask those people who have given up their sins and vices if it hasn't cooled their hearts. Or for that little while also when they are sitting in the majlis, is it cooling their heart or not? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives a kind of sukoon in those hearts. Mana ke meer gulshan e jannat to dur hai, arif hai magar dil mein khaliq e jannat liye hu. Must have by-hearted it by now. How many times we have heard it. But there is a haqiqat in it. It's not just words. There is a reality. Mana ke meer gulshan e jannat to dur hai. Oh, meer, I know. Meer is the khadim of Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muftar Sahib Dawud Barakatuh, my Shaykh. He says, I know, O Mir, gulshan e jannat to dure, the gardens of jannat are far away, far away. We'll have to practice in this world, we'll have to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We'll have to live a life of taqwa. And then when we die, then there will be qabr. In the qabr again, Munkar Nakir will come and question. If the person has replied correctly, then you will be told, Namka Naumatil Arus. Now you sleep like a new bride. But then still there's a day of judgment. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make a decision whether this person was going to Jannat or Jahannam. Actions will have to be accounted for. You'll have to cross the Pul Sirat, then go into Jannat. Then you enjoy the gardens of Jannat. So, mana ke meer gulshan e jannat to dure, it seems like it's very far away. Arif hai magar dil mein khaliq e jannat liye hue. The one who has recognized is Allah. The one who has brought muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his heart. Then he's got the khaliq of jannat in his heart. The creator of those gardens in his heart. And what is greater? The creator of the gardens or the gardens. The one who has created the gardens, definitely he is greater than the gardens. So this person in this world, in his very life on this world, on this earth, he has those gardens of Jannat because he has got the creator of those gardens in his heart. It's like a capsule Allah Ta'ala gives it. Little capsules, what they do these days. Little capsules. Say for tuberculosis, for AIDS, for this, for that, everything given in a capsule. They say this capsule does this and does that. Sometimes the capsule is very small, or the tablet is very small. The function of it in the system causes an explosion. So like that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in capsule form, He gives us the gardens of the enjoyment of the gardens of Jannat in the heart. The person will eat, he will drink, he will joke, he will laugh, he will run his business, he will grow, nurture his children, he will travel, he will do everything that a perfectly normal, balanced, headed person does. He does not become an abnormal person. He does not become a majnoon. Those people become majnoon who have given their hearts to illicit beloveds. And they become pagal, they become mad. They lose sleep. Then they must take Valium. They must take other kind of sleeping tablets. Pethidine and what they take. And after some time, when everything fails, then they land in mad houses. The waliullahs, those whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed with His muhabbat, they are normal people, perfectly balanced. Everything is balanced in their lives. There's moderation. There's no extremism of any kind. That's why people don't recognize them. They are not recognized because they are balanced people, absolutely normal, moderation in everything. So they appear like us. We don't find them any different from us. We say they're just like us. They eat, they drink, they marry, they conduct their business. How can they be waliullah? What is different? The difference is this, that they've got Allah in their heart. They've got taqwa in their lives. That is the difference. They are conscious of the fact that my Allah is watching me. Every move of mine, my Allah is watching me. And I must do everything to please that one Allah. We please Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we carry on in our lives. That is the difference. In everything, that is the difference. In their eating, that is the difference. That they won't just eat anything. They'll make sure that it is halal. And by halal, I don't mean just that the person is worried about the chicken also, only whether it is halal. Then they go to the Suncoast casino, they want to find out whether the chicken was slaughtered in the halal way. The money with which they will purchase will be that same gambling money. But they want to know from the waiter, is the chicken 100% halal? So the waiter also realizes that this person has got a lot of taqwa in his life. So after some time, when the next Muslim goes there, he says, Mr. So-and-so came, very pious person. He was very concerned of the chicken must be halal. But only thing was, I saw him gambling the other side. So this Muslim, after that, he's not only concerned about the chicken, he's concerned about that earning of his, from where it is coming. It must not be from a haram source. 100% halal. In everything, he's conscious that my Allah. Every time he says, my Allah. My Allah. My Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us that love of His and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then see how beautiful life becomes. What I had intended, I was going to read one poetry of Hazrat. But whatever Allah ta'ala wills, whatever my Allah ta'ala wills, that is the best. So make himmat. A little bit of himmat is required. People keep asking, what must we do? What must we do? What else must we do? In everything else, we are using the himmat that Allah Ta'ala has given. Nobody dragged us now to the masjid, to this program of zikr. Did anybody drag us in? It was the himmat that we used, strength that Allah Ta'ala gave, the willpower that He gave, we used it and we came here. So we all have got willpower, we've got himmat. If we didn't have himmat, the person who does not have himmat, or the person does not have the strength, then we'll say he's mazur. If the person is madman, then we won't ask him to make amal. He's mad. Or the person is fast asleep, So now he is not responsible for the statements that he makes or the actions that he undertakes in his sleep. If a person gave his wife 3 talaqs in the sleep, then is she divorced? He had a big fight with his wife in the dream and gave a talaq, talaq, talaq 100 times. So now is she divorced? He's fast asleep. So the person who says, I don't have the himmat, then we say, well, either one of the 2 things you are. Either you are mad or you are fast asleep. But very strange kind of deep sleep this is that you are walking about and talking to. What else is it? So Allah Ta'ala has given the himmat. Make use of the himmat. And we will be the beneficiaries if we are going to make use of it. Nobody forces the drug down our throat. Those Nigerians or whoever are selling here, some of them. You must be careful. You mustn't say all Nigerians. We have South Africans, we have Chinese, we have Japanese, we have Americans, we have English, we have all indigenous, and we have the people in high society. So many are selling drugs. So we must not just say only one community. But they don't take a gun and point it at the head and say, take the drug. Everyone, do they do that? We are using our own aqal. We are using the willpower. So make himmat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, protect us from the fitnas. Don't go near those places where you will be tempted towards sin. Stay in company of good friends. Stay away from places of fitna. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہوں باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو
Everything else must be outside. Inside my heart, O Allah, must be only you, only you. Only you, my Allah. That means I will first ask my Allah, then I will love others for the sake of Allah. My love for everything else and for anyone else will be if Allah Ta'ala is happy and pleased. Otherwise I will distance myself.
اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ اِلَّا اللَّهُ اِلَّا اللَّهُ اِلَّا اللَّهُ illallahu illallah, 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 illallahu illallah. Suje mujhko dono jahan mein tu hi tu, bas tu hi tu. Suje mujhko dono jahan mein tu hi tu, bas tu hi tu. Suje mujhko kono makaam mein tu hi tu, bas tu hi tu. Suje mujhko qalib o jahan mein tu hi tu, bas tu hi tu. Suje mujhko sood o ziyan mein tu hi tu, bas tu hi tu. Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz, laakh ho manzar pesh nigaah. Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz, laakh ho manzar pesh nigaah. Illallahu illallah, 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 illallahu illallah.
Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz, laakh ho manzar pesh nigaah. Can be hundreds and thousands or hundreds of thousands of things of attraction around the world, but my Allah, I don't look at all those attractions, I look at you. If you say that enjoy those attractions, then I will enjoy. If Allah Ta'ala says that it is permissible, look at the waters of the ocean, look at the animals in the jungle, look at the forest, look at the beautiful colors of the fish, then I will look. But what you are not pleased with, I will not go towards.
Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz, laakh ho manzar pesh nigaah. Illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah. Jaan se bhi jo mujhko hai pyara, tu hi tu, haan tu hi tu. Jaan se bhi jo mujhko hai pyara, tu hi tu, haan tu hi tu. Jiske liye sab kuch hai gawara, tu hi tu, haan tu hi tu. Dono jahan mein mera sahara, tu hi tu, haan tu hi tu. Dono jahan mein mera sahara, tu hi tu, haan tu hi tu. Meri naav ka kiwan hara, tu hi tu. tu hi tu. Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz laakh ho manzar pesh nigaah. Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz laakh ho manzar pesh nigaah. Illallahu illallah illallahu illallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allahu Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث یا ذل جلال والاکرام یا ذل جلال والاکرام یا ذل جلال والاکرام. یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا ظلمنا انفسنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. او مائی بلوور اللہ مائی رحیم اللہ مائی کریم اللہ موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ most loving Allah, most compassionate, most generous, most kind, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah, oh my most beautiful Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed from the time we became of age up till now. My beloved Allah, you have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. You are well aware of every movement and every action of ours. Even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movements of that ant. My beloved Allah, how can you not be aware of our movements and actions? It is just your tolerance that you do not seize us there and then when we commit sins. My Allah, you could have seized us the very moment that we indulged and engaged in sins and vices and evils. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have paralyzed us there and then. You could have snatched away the bounties and ni'mats, same time, same place. But how tolerant you are, my beloved Allah. How merciful you are. How forgiving you are. How generous and kind you are. In spite of all the sins that we have committed, you are giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel and all. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins we have committed. We acknowledge all our sins. We are not justifying any of our sins. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. There was no question of darkness for you, my Allah. You who have blessed billions of people with sight, how can you be blind to our actions? When we drew the curtains of our rooms, Ya Allah, we thought no one was watching. We considered everyone else as of sight and the only one to be blind to be you. My beloved Allah, tonight we are seeking forgiveness. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mere Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khata. ہم گندے ہیں میرے اللہ, ہم گندے ہیں.
We are dirty, filthy hearted people by Allah. Hum gande hai. Lekin tere bande hai. We are your slaves. Hum gande tujhe chhod ke jaye kahan. Mere Allah, tujhe chhod ke hum jaye kahan. Where do we go? Where do we go, my Allah? Is there anyone else for us besides you? Is there any other door for us besides your door? Is there any other home for us besides your home which we can make? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. My beloved Allah. My beloved Allah. My beloved Allah. Become ours and make us yours. We ourselves are tired of committing sins. How long are we going to walk like hypocrites on the surface of this earth? How long are we going to disobey you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A day is going to come when the angel of death is going to strike, when the soul is going to be extracted from every part and every limb of our bodies. If our clothes are tight fitting, they'll be sliced with the scissors. Our glasses will be removed, our watches will be removed, the rings will be removed, the jewelry from around the necks of the women will be removed. Ya Allah, our eyes will see no more, our ears will listen no more, our tongues will be able to wag no more, our hands will be able to do injustice no more, our feet will be able to walk no more to those haram places that we used to walk. Water of mayyat will be poured above our bodies, will be moved backwards and forwards, right and left, unable to utter a single word. Ha, my Allah. People at that time will be commenting about our actions in this world, whether we were good or bad. Ya Allah, before the water of mayyat is poured above our bodies, let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of kafan is put over our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Mere Allah, hum sab ki maghfirat kar de, hum sab ki maghfirat kar de. Hum se razi ho ja, hum se razi ho ja. Give us the himmat and courage and strength of lions against our nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of shame, disgrace, humiliation. In all sins there is nothing but humiliation, disgrace and suffering. Ya Allah, nafs or shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs or shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر یا اللہ change the direction of our lives change the condition of our hearts bless us with a spiritually sound heart یا اللہ ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں My beloved Allah bless us all with good health. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they are amongst us, they in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, or wherever they may be, bless them with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. My beloved Allah, we are sick and ailing, spiritual sickness and physical ailments. Bless us with complete shifa from all our sicknesses, ailments and diseases. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Give us such a bond with you, my beloved Allah. Give us such a bond with you, my beloved Allah, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Give us some taste and enjoyment of the qurb and muhabbat of yours, may Allah, so that we don't go towards sins and evil and haram. Ya Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make their destination safe. Ya Allah, those who are on hajj, those who are planning for hajj, who have left for hajj, make their hajj easy, make it maqbool, make it mabroor. Remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the hurdles and the obstacles in their path. Ya Allah, unka hajj maqbool kar de, aasan kar de. Accept the tawaf, the ziyarat, the ibadat, the mina, the arafat, the muzdalifat, the tawaf, the ziyarat. The ziyarat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, throughout the world is nothing but suffering. That ummat for whom my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was stoned in Taif. So much he bled that his shoes mubarak became filled with his mubarak. 3 solid years ostracized and boycotted. The time comes when they have to chew leaves of trees for survival. They chewed leather for survival. Yet you could have sent dastarkhans of food from the heavens. But as a consolation for the ummah that was going to come, Ya Allah, how much of suffering he underwent. He was stoned in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. His teeth are shattered. The pins of his helmet pierce his jaws. Ya Allah. Stands whole night in prayer, praying for the ummah. That ummah, when he is informed, is in discos, cinemas, theatres, rave clubs, casinos, music, dancing. Ah, my Allah. Adultery, fornication, fraud, murders, killings. How much of pain and injury it must be causing to him. When he is informed that in Madinah Sharif and Makkah Sharif, in the hotel rooms, filthy pictures are watched on the television screens. No haya, no shame, no modesty. How much of injury and pain it must be causing to him. Ya Allah, don't let us be the cause of any kind of hurt and injury and pain for Rasulullah
Aapke qalbe nazuk par kya guzarti hogi? Aaj raat hume maaf kar de.
Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remove the pain, the suffering, the difficulties of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, give hidayat to those who are oppressing, those who are tyrannizing, those who are bombarding, those who are continuing with the punishment, with the torture. Ya Allah, unko hidayat de. And if hidayat is not in the muqaddar because of the obstinacy, then remove them from the surface of this earth like you remove the Aad and the Samud. Ya Allah, cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink, create division among the ranks. Ya Allah, destroy them. Give victory to the Mujahideen of Islam. Ey mere Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Badr ka khuda tha. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Uhud ka khuda tha. Aaj bhi tu wahi Allah hai jo Khandak ka Allah tha. Fateh Makkah ka Allah tha. Ya Allah, you are powerful, almighty. We have gone weak, you haven't gone weak. It's our weakness, my Allah. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, prostitute quarters, adultery, fornication, or any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with death in Madina Tayyibah, with burial in Baqi. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم all his life he made duas for us, how much he begged for us, how much he asked for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every one who have gathered here and raised their hands before you. Ya Allah, whoever has raised her hand or his hand before you this part of the night, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. Those students of ours who have written examinations, give them success in their examination. Make them assets to our community. Protect them from the fitnas that are pouring, my beloved Allah. And Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problem, the sicknesses, diseases that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night is suffering. With your fazl, with your ihsan, with your kindness, Ya Allah, remove those pains, those sufferings, those difficulties, those hardships. Those who have passed away, my beloved Allah, fill the graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus and give their family members, kith and kin, sabre jameel, ajre azim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله